Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
I felt like this would be welcome back.
But anything with AC/DC, you're cool with, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like AC/DC is so much more Saturday morning to me. Sunday morning, it's just not, I'm not in the AC/DC mood, usually. I still like AC/DC. So you were gone last weekend for Father's Day and saw your dad in Minnesota, right?
Yes, we threw a surprise anniversary party. I couldn't say anything the week before because my parents listen.
Yeah.
Turns out they knew the whole time. So.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. So it wasn't a huge surprise. They acted like it. And then they told us. Yeah. But it was still very fun. There were still, people that showed up that they did not anticipate seeing. So there were still some surprises that took place.
Well, that's good. So it was a good weekend.
It was a great weekend. And we went out, as you do in Minnesota in the summer, we went out on the lakes.
Yeah.
And got on the pontoon, and we went fishing and all that stuff. And we roasted s'mores and stayed in a cabin.
It was perfect.
It was very Minnesota. Yes. Very Minnesota.
Well, the weather this weekend is perfect for outdoors. Yesterday was beautiful. Today is supposed to be picture perfect.
And there's all sorts of stuff going on downtown with the Pride Festival and everything.
Does that continue today?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I thought it did.
I had forgotten that I didn't realize anything was really going on downtown. We went after my kids' baseball game to Alfalfa's for brunch, and just kind of sitting there looking out the window, and I see like a Yogi Bear type costume with a leather vest on walking by, and I'm like, "What in?
What tarnation? Yeah.
What on God's green earth?" I'm like, okay, now I got it. All right, no. Pride, because then people started building up. My mom was like, the Pride Festival's today. We might not be able to leave if the parade. I'm like, I think we're all right. We'll get out of here. We're not trapped. Well, people were starting to line up, and you didn't want to be streets blocked off.
Well, it was a gorgeous day. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it probably isn't today. I think today is Saturday because.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I forgot we weren't doing the show Saturday. So, yeah, it's probably not going on today.
I don't have anything else going on today.
No.
I didn't know if it was a two-day event.
My bad.
But roads were blocked for weather on Friday with, like, the flooding everywhere. I remember trying to get home. I go, Mason Headley area. Police have got that blocked off. There's a humongous tree that has fallen across the road. So then I head back, go down North Broadway or South Broadway.
Oh, yeah, it was like a river.
Off. Yeah. So then I'm trying to find different routes to get home. We finally made it back to the house.
Well, I was at the Opera House for the Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony Friday night.
Yeah.
When we heard the sirens, and then everyone simultaneously pulls out their phones because everyone's phone is getting a severe weather warning.
Right. That's. I was in a restaurant when that happened. The whole place is...
But when it said for flash flooding, I mean,
yeah,
because I was thinking, right. Where do we go in the Opera House?
What a jip. I was thinking tornado. You're saying flash flooding.
No, I
really?
Just...
You set my phone off for that? Come on.
Sometimes my phone goes off and it's like flash flood warning or watch in Wayne County. And I'm like, okay,
yeah, come on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was necessary to wake me up at 3 a.m. for that. But I was just worried about where we would take cover if it were something worse. But what are you going to do?
What was the highlight of the NFL or the Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
I would say me emceeing it at the beginning was probably pretty great for most people. Mm-hmm. it's just like it's a coming together of all these guys that, it's been their whole life.
Yeah.
And so and you get to talk to a bunch of them. And what I will say is there is, there's like this shift in how we feel about football and its safety and its long-term effects. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all these guys, you know, not all of them, but a majority of them have been out of football
for a while.
And to a person, none of them had regrets.
No.
None of them, you know, wish they hadn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much fun. There's too much camaraderie. And it's such a fun game to play. If you like football and you play it, then you love it.
Yeah.
And then the camaraderie of it, too. It's just a man's game,
yeah.
You know?
And certainly, I'm sure if they had been feeling long, you know, horrible impacts from the game, maybe they would feel differently. But the guys that have played a long time, like Bruce Kazerski, was on the Bengals for like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Played with Boomer, played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, as an offensive lineman, took a beating for a long time. Got aches and pains, of course, when he wakes up in the morning. Wouldn't trade it for a thing.
Yeah.
You know, they hit the, mm-hmm. like you said, the camaraderie, the memories, all that stuff. They wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, it is almost a year. It's coming up on a year since Buddy Ryan died 1 year ago. And that is my Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame memory, is I met him there. It was, you know, he was one of my heroes because I'm a Chicago Bears fan since I was a kid. And that's a great memory. And it just so happened that one night this week was the Bears 30 for 30 was replaying. And it showed, you know, like Dave Duerson, mm-hmm. he wound up committing suicide and they found CTE. And then they showed Jim McMahon and all he was dealing with. And it was like his neck had spine and the bones had like cut off a pathway of drainage of spinal fluid. So it was like buildup of spinal fluid in his brain. And he's got to like do puzzles every day to keep his brain sharp and all these crazy things. But they all said, yeah, no, we wouldn't trade it for anything. But they showed Buddy, and it was in Mike Singletary, and you know, mm-hmm. I almost cried again. I mean, it's just unreal. But that was a highlight, and I think the carrying off of Buddy Ryan on their shoulders and them visiting him, it meant so much to him, and it didn't dawn on me back then. Like, I took a newspaper of the Chicago Bears winning the Super Bowl and Buddy Ryan being carried off on the shoulders. And it's the Chicago Tribune, and I've got it in, like, plastic. And so I take it to him, and I'm thinking, just like any article that you would autograph, who cares? I mean, he lit up. He picked it up and showed it to his wife. Like, look, honey, he's got the paper from the day after. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that moment to him, and it was expressed in the 30 for 30 that them carrying him off on their shoulders meant the world to him. And so that was very cool, very cool. But that's my Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame memory that I will never forget.
Well, and it's also really cool. You know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Kentucky's the only state in the country that has one of these.
Hmm.
There is no one now. Other states have called, you know, Frank Minifield kind of runs the whole thing. And other states have called him wanting to know, you know, how he got it set up, how you go about doing it.
Because
states like Alabama, Tennessee, I mean, they've got just a ton of guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are worthy of induction into a state Pro Football Hall of Fame. But Kentucky right now is the only one that has it. And it's always amazing to see how many Kentucky connections there are to pro football that you sometimes don't think of. Romeo Crennel was there.
Now, what's his connection? Do you know?
So didn't he play at Western?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
He may have. I don't know his connection. I did.
But
he just
looked like the happiest person on the planet.
Yeah. But yeah, you get to get you draw from Louisville, like University of Louisville.
Yeah, William Gay was the inductee for, was an in 2017 inductee. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And then of course the University of Kentucky, and then you have EKU and Western. And then you just have the state itself. Produces guys who go elsewhere.
We're definitely talking about Romeo Crennel, so you don't have to write his name down, Brad.
You can just say where he played. Just say it. Say where he played. Just tell me.
Fort Knox High School.
Okay.
Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay. So he went to Western. He's from Kentucky then. He went to Fort Knox.
No idea. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah, I mean, it's a great idea because Kentucky is probably, you know, what, maybe top out of 50 states. Is Kentucky maybe 25 out of number of pro football players from its universities and state? Because, like, you know that Idaho and South Dakota and North Dakota are kind of on the low end.
Wyoming, yeah.
But California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
Louisiana, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm. So maybe top 15 for Kentucky. Yeah. So we're just on the edge. Speaking of football.
He was also the defensive line coach at Western in the early 70s.
Yeah, I should have probably known all this. I just don't.
Hey, we had an NBA draft this week, Dan.
We did. Oh, I did want to mention one more thing football while we were on it just for a second. Did you see Naquez Pringle squatting 585 pounds?
I did not.
585 pounds. I know there's guys who can do more, but it's just impressive to see that stack of weights on a weight bar.
Oh, my gosh.
When the steel weight bar begins to bend because there's so much weight on either end, and you can basically take a seat and come back up with it on your shoulders, it is, yeah, it's impressive.
Oh, my gosh, look at how many weights are on there.
Yeah, he is a stud. All right, we're watching it. If you haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on KentuckySportsRadio.com right now. But just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, he goes, he gets so low with that.
Oh, and
man,
he
gets low.
He does it a couple times.
Yeah.
Stud. Oh, my gosh. Holy buckets.
Oh, unreal. All right, yes, NBA draft was pretty spectacular again for Kentucky. I loved that the national champions, North Carolina, and their coach, Roy Williams, took the approach of, if I can make it, I can make it. But, you know, it doesn't mean a lot. I mean, that's John likes to do that. I mean, that's a big deal to him or whatever. And it's about the kids, their families. You know, it had nothing to do with me. Okay.
Sour grapes.
Fine. John Calipari will do the interview live.
Again.
On draft night. The only college coach to be interviewed. He'll hug every one of his players and be on TV when they all three go in the lottery.
Now, I will say.
You drink your Coca-Cola, Roy.
And I will say, I feel like he hung on to De'Aaron Fox a little long because out of the corner of his eye, he knew they didn't catch the first part of the embrace. And so he stayed embraced
until he saw the camera.
Until he knew that they got a really good shot of, hey, this guy came and hugged me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I, you know, it is cool. I think it appears to me the players enjoy having him there.
Yeah. I think so. He has been.
Was the only other coach there that I saw, Lorenzo Romar?
Yeah.
Who's like not a coach anymore?
And Danny Manning, who came with Cal.
I mean, yeah, because they're coaching
Danny,
together.
I'm going. You want to go? Yeah, I'll go coach.
Yeah, because they're coaching the U.S.
Yeah.
The under-19 team.
Which is another big thing that we'll get into,
yeah,
of course. And take your calls, 381-1313. But yes, we'll talk more NBA, plenty of it. Summer League guys, who's going where. And anything else you want to discuss here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
ESPN Sports Radio
1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coolest thing so far this weekend that I've seen are from the NBA and all that stuff. Dominique Hawkins is going to play with the Kings in Summer League.
Who isn't playing with the Kings?
Scal will be on that Summer League team. Of course, De'Aaron Fox will be on that Summer League team. And it'd be nice to see De'Aaron and Dominique in the game at the same time because De'Aaron feels more comfortable probably finding Dominique.
Well, I mean, the Kings could have had both Malik and De'Aaron.
You say Malik got introduced down in Charlotte. And the guy, I don't know, it was the GM or whoever was introducing him, and they drafted Dwayne Bacon. He said, yeah, I'd like to introduce Malik Monk and other pick Dwayne Wade.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't see that.
So the guy kind of stopped for a minute. I'm sorry, I mean Dwayne Bacon. But to see Dwayne Bacon's face when he said it, it's pretty good. He's like, huh? But yeah, Hawkins will be with the Kings, and then Derek Willis gets a chance with the Pistons. It first came out that he was going to the Heat.
That's what I thought.
And his girlfriend or fiance tweeted out, she retweeted that and put above it, "Now we're going to Detroit." Oh, okay. I'm going to believe her.
Yeah. Isaiah Briscoe is going to the 76ers.
Yeah.
You know, Cal did make his, you know, appearance on the set on draft night and said, well, no, I'm just waiting to see where Isaiah Briscoe is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you just.
I knew that I was not going to stay up and wait see.
No.
Because I mean, once it gets to the second round, it's hard to, hard to watch. Yeah, and then Humphreys with the Wizards. I mean, I think he's got a shot. Isaac Humphreys. Because I don't think he. He wasn't able to play his game at Kentucky. I mean, he wasn't able to get those kind of minutes and get free. I mean, this is a guy who in Olympic competition for Australia scored 44 points, grabbed 18 rebounds against the United States. So he has a game that just wasn't able to be shown here because Cal's not going to play him more than Bam. And
Bam stock rose the last, you know, week before the draft because I didn't see him as a lottery pick. And, you know, he contemplated for a while, you know, didn't hire the agent right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up in the lottery. So good for him. He definitely made the right choice. I will say, am I crazy? I I feel like Derek Willis has a shot. If he goes there and plays his tail off and honestly really gives it everything he's got, I feel like he has a shot.
I agree. But do you remember us sitting here debating about Bam, whether or not he was going to go?
I didn't think it was a debate, Dan. I was trying to tell you he was gone.
But up until like last weekend, I believe, unless you remember this conversation with us 2 weeks ago, but I think I said it with Alex, that the odds came out of how many Kentucky players would go in the first round. And when they first came out, it was 2.5. And at this time, Bam was starting to be projected a little higher. But even still, he was, they still had him at like in the 20s in the first round.
Yeah.
Most projections did. And so Vegas put out the 2.5. And then he began getting projected as a lottery pick late. And I was like, God, I should get out everything I've got in the bank and lay it on 2.5, over 2.5 UK players going in the first round. And 3 went in the lottery. How bad did Vegas get that wrong?
Yeah.
And it being Kentucky, they know that Kentucky fans.
Yeah.
Like.
And it sure seems like there has been a history lately of big men from Kentucky performing well, really well at the next level, almost kind of unexpectedly, or where did that come from? As if Cal has not, he hasn't been playing these guys perhaps in the right way, maybe for the good of the team in college.
Yeah.
He's doing what he feels like he has to do. But a lot of these guys are showing up higher on draft boards or getting, you know, a lot more playing time at the next level a lot faster than you would have thought based on what they did in college.
When you watch the NBA Finals, there was not a low post game. There was no real low post game. Occasionally there would be a ball thrown down in that area, but it was not. That's not what it was at all. Calipari says, if you don't have a low post game in college, you're a fraud. Mm-hmm. And that was his...
There's no Shaq anymore.
Right. But that his issue with Scal, was he needed him to be a low post presence. And because we didn't have one, we were a fraud. Well, with Bam, it was like, you guys have got to throw him the ball. We've got to get a low post presence out of Bam. And then you don't see Bam making jump shots or anything like that. Pat Riley comes out and says he hit 30 out of 50 from 3 and has a good looking release. He's not the best shooter, but that'll come with time.
But, you know, and I get it. That's not what you wanted Bam doing when he was here.
No, but
it just isn't.
Calipari keeps saying this positionless basketball kind of thing, and here are a couple of guys that have come through that seem like Scal now is playing the way they expected him to play, because he's playing less of a center-type position, and then Pat Riley kind of talks about Bam as not necessarily being a low post guy. Like, he's not going to be a Dwight Howard, you know? Even though he's got that build, he's going to be somebody that can play out on the floor just a little bit.
Which is going to serve him really well in the NBA. But I'm not trying to lay blame at Cal's door, because I think, you know, in high school, it's not like Bam was playing on the wing all the time.
Oh, no, no, no.
And, you know, come here and he's the big guy. You have to play him there.
Yeah.
You just do.
No, I can't pretend that I would know better than John Calipari when it comes to how to play these guys. It's just the way things go.
Yeah,
kind
it
of.
Is. Yeah.
Like, I mean, Anthony Davis, he took the fifth most shots on the team.
Well, even when he was on set, when Cal was on set, Jay Billis said, can Malik Monk be a point guard in this league? And he said... Yeah, but there are no point guards. There's nobody plays any position. But that was my thing. When they were talking about Malik Monk playing point guard, I just don't, if there's a true point guard position, I don't think that's Malik Monk's strong suit.
No.
I mean, he's moving without the ball and getting his own shot. That's, you know, that's where he shines. I thought he went lower than I expected him to.
Yeah, and Calipari kind of, I mean, he said, I wish he'd gone to the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw...
He goes, I guess they like that French kid. I never saw him play.
Yeah, I saw that there was a headline for Kentucky.com said, Kenny Walker. You know, it's a lot of pressure to play mm-hmm. in New York. And I think Malik also wanted to go there because, of course, it's
yeah,
higher.
He made comments.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's a tough place. Very tough place.
And right now is like yeah. the worst time to go to New York.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're awful.
Not now.
But I did listen in any other draft. I feel like De'Aaron Fox is a top three pick, too. He just is. And mm-hmm. you know, I you just feel bad for someone going to the Kings, man.
They did, though, have a good draft. They have got some really nice young players to go with Buddy Hield, who's already out there. And, of course, Willie Cauley-Stein's defense and Scal's emergence. You know, remember, Scal, they're so young. Scal could be really, really good in 2 to 3 more years. He might be really good next year, but it just takes time. But when you get Frank Mason experienced, I think he's going to be a good role player. Because here's the other thing. Yes, you do need stars. But you need role players, big time.
You do, but you need stars, Dan. I mean...
Well, to be the Warriors or the Cavs, yeah, but just to be a playoff team...
And the Warriors, in all fairness, they did build up their team through the draft. Now, I mean, Kevin Durant came there this year, obviously, but the guys that they had on their squad, I mean, they built them up through the draft. But I feel like the Kings have made some really poor decisions management wise mm-hmm. that regardless of what players you get in there, it's tough to overcome that sometimes. But I mean, you knew Lonzo was going to the Lakers. It just he spoke it into existence, Dan. and Markelle Fultz was number one. I mean, you knew that. And I kind of like Jason Tatum's story. Yeah. I hadn't heard, you know, I didn't know much about him.
LeVar, actually, because I don't listen to him. I don't watch those. Like, I have not watched.
Did you not watch the draft?
No, I mean LeVar on, like.
Okay, because I'm like, they kept.
Like Stephen A.
talking
Smith.
Talking to him. Yeah.
And FS1 and. You know, yeah. all of his appearances, I haven't watched any of those. I would hear about it or whatever, but I'm also like...
What? I don't care. Don't, yeah.
Yeah. Don't... If you guys... Everybody's so upset about it. Well, don't watch it then. Don't pay attention to it. I mean, it was easy for me not to search out FS1 or find Stephen A. Smith's show sometime in the middle of the day on ESPN. I mean, you know... So, when it came to LeVar talking... I just thought it was funny. Like, he didn't aggravate me. I wasn't annoyed by him. I thought it was just funny that from Zeus himself. It's just funny. Or his, like his son, you would see his son just laugh when his dad would say
Please
something.
Please tell me you saw the Foot Locker commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was excellent. Brilliant.
Yes. That was outstanding. Yeah, speaking of positionless basketball. What Kyle Tucker wrote from SECCountry.com about P.J. Washington, that has to have Kentucky fans feeling really excited. If you haven't seen it yet, you haven't read it yet, it's on SECCountry.com, but we're going to talk about it a little bit next. Just some of the things that have been said here about P.J. Washington. And take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Offices Lexington.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I mean, I can't hear the song without
constant sorrow.
Without seeing George Clooney and the boys.
I know.
I just can't. I mean, I had heard the song previously, but it just came to life.
Yeah.
With those guys.
Oh, no doubt.
And I had actually not heard that version. I had heard Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice do this version because I have a CD called The Pizza Tapes where they're just jamming on old songs, so I was not even familiar with that version. Anyway, Kyle Tucker has a pretty good article on PJ Washington at seccountry.com.
Now, just to mention, both PJ and Hamidou Diallo both made the under-19 team. Kevin Knox came back to Lexington with a tweaked hamstring. Kyle said he's too important to our season at Kentucky to jeopardize it.
But he would have made the team.
He would have definitely made the team,
he would have been on there. And Diallo has been outstanding.
The only surprise was that Bol Bol didn't.
Yeah.
I thought he would make the team just because Cal is so high on him and recruiting him. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, Diallo, though, every report has been how fantastic he has been. And Knox was looking pretty fantastic. But P.J. Washington, maybe flying a little under the radar, didn't necessarily see all of this about him, but it was... He had a bad first day. Calipari says, stop playing like a traditional power forward, step out from the basket, and attack. Next thing you know, he's attacking, and he's looking dominant out there. And so, Danny Manning is who Kyle Tucker is talking to, asking him about PJ. He says, extremely versatile, very good skill set, handles the ball well, passes it well, has a good feel and understanding of the game. I think he's someone who can do a lot of different things, especially in this offense, and has a willingness to go in and do whatever it takes to help this team be successful. He is going to be someone who can play out on the floor. So if you think about Diallo, Green, Knox, Washington, and 6'8", 6'9", guys.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt is somewhat similar. He's not a banger necessarily.
Right.
So this may be.
I mean, he's back. Cal's back to having that length.
Yeah, this may be his best as far as plus Sasha Kalia Jones and Wenyen Gabriel. He could be talking about four guys with that 6'8", 6'9", length who can play like 6'5", 6'6",
that could be pretty scary.
That have like an 8-foot wingspan.
PJ is 7'3 wingspan. And he has a reputation of a tough rebounder. But now he's shown a little bit more in this USA camp. Now this play starts this week? Does it start this week? Or next week?
I feel like this Cal's daughter is getting married this weekend.
Oh yeah.
So he's there for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess maybe it's next week.
I can't remember the dates. But it's soon. It's coming up here. But it'll be fun to be able to watch Diallo and Washington in these games. Because, you know, you don't get to see this for your Kentucky players in the summer usually. So,
well, and we haven't really seen Diallo play. You know, you could have watched P.J. Washington along the way in these, you know, the All-Star games.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't seen Diallo.
No. No, you haven't gotten to see him. So it's going to be fun. These games will be, gosh, who knows what time they'll be on.
Yeah.
And you would imagine NBA TV would be showing them. ESPNU, maybe a watch ESPN, I don't know. But you got to think some of these games will be on. College Baseball World Series.
I was
switching.
Just,
were you thinking of the same thing?
I was thinking the same thing because I had July 1st through the 9th in Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because I have spent more time watching it this year than I ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, I guess it's because I had followed Kentucky so far along the route to the World Series that it was just interesting to me to see how it all turned out. I mean, those games are so intense and fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun to watch. Like, I can't wait for Kentucky to be there someday.
You think about LSU and Florida. So Kentucky went into the final weekend of the regular season with a series at Florida. And LSU's also, you know, trying to win the SEC title. And on the last day, Kentucky, if they win on Sunday against Florida and things go right, you know, with LSU's game, they're the champs. Comes down to the final day. And Kentucky is the last team to have taken 2 of 3 from LSU. That's pretty remarkable. I mean, you really put Kentucky's season in perspective with what, and the team that knocked them out, of course, was in the College World Series, Louisville.
Yes.
But to be in the final weekend, final day of the final weekend of the regular season with a chance to take the SEC regular season title, and the two teams that
advanced to the finals.
Yeah. Florida and LSU.
It's an all SEC final.
I can't wait to see.
So that also shows the strength, I think, of the league.
Oh, my
goodness. That they play in, too.
I can't wait to see an Alex Fiedo, Alex Lang matchup. That's got to be in there somewhere that it's going to, because it's the best of three series that Lang and Fiedo will go head to head. That will be a great, great matchup.
Would you put that on a bucket list of sporting events you'd like to go to, whether or not your team is there? You know how there's some sporting events you'd go, like, I loved going to the Indy 500. I could have cared less who won, but it was just neat to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky Derby, I think, is something like that.
Yeah.
Where would you put the College World Series if you don't have a team in it?
I don't have a team in it. See, because if Kentucky's there,
right,
then it's up there a little higher, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
But if I don't have a team in it, oh, it's behind the World Series. I mean, I would want to go to a World Series game.
I just feel like the atmosphere there looks so cool.
It does. Like this,
but you are spending then, you know, several days in Omaha, which...
good steaks. there is a restaurant in New Orleans that sent like 30 beach balls to the fans, LSU fans in Omaha, so that they could pop them around out there, which I thought was pretty cool. But yes, that atmosphere looks amazing, but I haven't been to the Indy 500, so that's ahead of it. I haven't been to a Stanley Cup final game. So I would probably put that above it.
The Indy 500 is cool because, I mean, you know, you've been in a NASCAR event, and yes, those cars are obviously going quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to an IndyCar event, and it's
a little faster.
It's so fast that you can't envision it when you watch it on TV.
Yeah,
you just can't imagine how fast they're actually going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to the Daytona 500. That's pretty cool. Been to Talladega. That is also very cool. I've never been to the Super Bowl. I've been to some good NFL games, like some high stakes, big time NFL games. I don't know. What is your number one? What is number one?
I mean, winning, you know, being there when Kentucky won the national championship.
In 2012? Yeah.
That was probably number one.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Number two is probably when I faked my way into getting a Vikings media credential so that I could touch Brett Favre.
That is an amazing story.
That's number two.
Yeah, number two for me is probably just Wrigley Field. Just being at Wrigley Field, the places. Oh, I don't know. Soldier Field for a Packers game was pretty awesome.
I think your first derby is cool.
God, the derby was phenomenal, too.
My first derby was cool.
I don't know if it was my first. I believe it was my first, but it was Mind That Bird. And I had $5 on Mind That Bird to win that turned into $250. And I'm on the rail for that thing and seeing this horse come out of nowhere. And it's Calvin Burrell. Yeah. And I had done a story that week on Chip Woolley and Mark Allen and the whole crew. Yeah, that's got to be up there, too.
The Derby's pretty cool.
It is. The Masters.
I would love to go to the Masters. I was just going to say, when the Ryder Cup was at Valhalla, that was amazing.
I wish I would have gone. I did not go. I had a chance to go. Did not go.
That was one of the cooler. I just went up by myself one day. Mm-hmm. And so glad I did.
Well, yeah, the Masters, I'm not sure there's anything that could touch that in golf. To me, well, unless you go to a British Open at, you know, in Scotland. All right, let's get to the phones. 381-1313. Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis. How are you? Dennis, are you there? What do you think, Brad? No, Dennis? Well, Dennis? Nothing? All right, let's take a break. If you want to call Dennis, call right back. We'll get you on. Maybe it's our phone or something. 381-1313.
That's hard to imagine. Our equipment wouldn't work, Dan. There's no way.
Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Alterra 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Truly Nolan Pest Control is currently seeking top-notch individuals looking for a career, not just a job, to join their Truly family in Lexington. Looking to be rewarded or promoted for your efforts? Enjoy being outdoors? Do you possess confidence, ambition, and desire to help others? Looking for great compensation with an employee-focused benefits package? If you answered yes, call Truly Nolan Pest Control today at 859-277-0716 to learn more about the pest control technician and sales inspector positions. Call 859-277-0716. Be truly happy with your career at Truly Nolan.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Give us a shout, 381-1313. Dennis, we tried to get you on a minute ago. Hopefully, we have you now. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody on this fine Sunday morning?
So far, so good.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, being a Chicago Bulls lifelong fan, you kind of wonder what goes through any GM's mind that, first of all, you trade away Jimmy Butler. So right there, that's a plus for Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. I'm so excited.
I know. I figured you'd be married, Joe. That's okay. I still like you anyway. but then you think, okay, what are you thinking? You draft a 7-footer that's got a decent long-range shot but can't rebound.
No.
So what are you going to do? You going to put him at the 3? You going to possibly put him at the 4?
No, I mean, well, unless Chris Dunn is just, you know, turns it on and just flips the switch and becomes the player they all thought he was going to be, this is a horrible deal for the Bulls.
And then we sell our second-round pick to Golden State.
Yeah.
And you saw who Golden State drafted.
Yeah, I don't understand what the Bulls were doing.
I don't know. I guess they contacted John Lynch, you know, who's the GM for, I think, the 49ers. And they said, hey, listen, they'll bite on anything. And sure enough, you know, I mean, John Paxson and Gar Foreman have got to be – I've even talked to friends of mine who are saying, please, please, too bad Jerry Krause wasn't alive.
Yeah.
Because –
nope.
But just 3 years ago, we were picked to make a run to the finals.
Yeah. Well, Thibodeau.
And really, even this year, if Rondo hadn't gotten hurt, you might have beat the Celtics.
Probably would have. I mean, I don't see us beating the Cavaliers.
No.
But I mean, you know, it puts you in a spot where you're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, it's clear that you need 3 to 4 big-time guys. Like a Jimmy Butler would be one of them. And you just...
Oh, Butler's a top 15 player in the league for sure.
Yeah. And so you got rid of one of those, and that's what everybody is after.
And he's only 27.
Yeah. So you just decided to rebuild completely, I guess.
I guess you decided to figure just to throw it in the tank. But wouldn't you, as a GM, say, listen, you know, we're going to give you our top guy, okay? We're going to switch draft picks. But we want your next year's number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to get more for Jimmy Butler than what they did.
Well, unless they're getting a lot of back bacon, Mary Jo. I mean, Bulls got nothing.
I know.
And it's like, and Tom Thibodeau has got to be the most happiest coach because he knew he wanted to stick it to John Paxson and Gar Foreman.
Yeah.
And my God, did he stick it to him?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I guess I wasn't, you know, I'm not a Bulls fan, so I never really paid as much attention to it. But Thibodeau must have had a pretty good relationship with Jimmy Butler, because Butler's has, you know, not been shy about how kind of disappointed he is in this deal, but that he is happy to be back with Thibodeau.
Well, this is how karma has a way of biting you in the butt. When the Bulls disbanded after their 6th championship, Jerry Krause hired his fishing buddy, Tim Floyd. Where did he coach? Iowa State.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, same thing. Gar Foreman's on a fishing trip with Fred Hoiberg. Where did he coach? Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, and I understand they do have, you know, they see for the long range. But you're not really building for the future. What you're really doing is just becoming stagnant because here's the thing. Zach LaFine's going to want a big contract. And what do? Do you give him a big contract when he hasn't played? Probably won't play for half of this season.
Yeah.
So
Zach LaVine's not worth a big contract.
No.
No, he's not. And all I can say is go Joe Madden, go. Bring brightness to the city of Chicago, because between the Bears and the Bulls, there's a lot of you-know-what going around.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. I mean,
you guys, Trubisky?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God, I tell you. I heard that even the Chicago fans started a GoFundMe page for Gar Forman and John Paxton. But hey, listen, you guys have a good day and always. It's good to listen to you guys on Sundays.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank we you. Appreciate it.
You guys are free therapists, let me tell you. We'll talk to you later.
That's funny. That's what the radio station tells us, too.
Yes.
Oh, my. Just kidding.
But,
yeah, I didn't get that. I mean, I was blown away.
I was just happy for Minnesota because Carl Anthony Towns is there, and he's a winner, and I would like to see that team.
Listen, I feel like in the NBA, every once in a while, building for the future pans out and works. But I think recent history, when you look at the teams that are good, man, you got to go out there and get those guys.
Yeah,
you got to get them now. And it's nice to have a Carl Anthony Towns, obviously, through the draft. It's nice to draft Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, and then they turn out to be what they turn out to be. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you got to go out there, and I think Minnesota is saying, we see what we've got in some of these young guys.
Yeah.
And they blew more fourth quarter leads than any other team
right
in the NBA. So clearly they have a problem finishing, and you get a guy in there like Jimmy Butler or any sort of veteran, and that helps with that. You need to have a superstar on your team. I just don't think you can win any other way. You need a couple of them.
Well, look what the Wizards did. John Wall, Bradley Beal. And
they still need help.
Yeah. But that's gotten them to the Eastern Conference, semifinals, I guess. They didn't make the finals. But.
And you know there's still at least one, if not two, players away from really being able to challenge in the Eastern Conference.
The Kings repeatedly have these very good-looking prospects and just can't. With Cousins, they couldn't. But Harry Giles and Frank Mason and De'Aaron Fox, and then they get Justin Jackson. Is that right?
Oh, I didn't think they got him too, did they?
Not
him.
They got an.
Justin Jackson from North Carolina. I'm not sure.
Tell me, Brad, who do they get?
It's going to take him a minute to write the word Sacramento Kings.
And they already have Buddy Hield. But year after year, they would have these. Like, they had Isaiah Thomas at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't. I feel for De'Aaron Fox because I just. Yeah, Justin Jackson. I just feel for him. But, my gosh, Harry Giles was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Out of this world, and injury kind of held him back. And, Justin Jackson's a good-looking player. You know what Buddy Hield can do.
We know what De'Aaron Fox can do.
Yeah. I would love to see the Kings be good. The Dallas Mavericks looks like Nerlens Noel is a big priority for them to keep him, to have him on the team. DeAndre Liggins, they waived him there. The Nuggets now have Trey Lyles.
And yeah, he got
to go with Jamal Murray.
So how many teams are there now with multiple Kentucky players on them? Definitely the Suns.
All right, we got to write them down real quick.
Yeah, the Suns, Pelicans.
Kings. Pelicans.
Hornets.
Nuggets.
Yep, Nuggets. All right. Minnesota just has Towns, right?
Yep.
And then the Wizards.
The Lakers just have Randall.
And the Wizards just have
Wall.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City just has Cantor. Yeah, that might be the only multi.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's getting crazy out there. You can't look at an NBA roster anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive.
Back with more, including I got a great story to tell you guys.
Okay.
I've been saving it, holding out.
Yes.
So it's coming next. Nope. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Yep. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Yep.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it, of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are, as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Message and data rates may apply.
At Southern New Hampshire University, we traveled across the country to celebrate the success of our online students who couldn't attend graduation.
Who did you get this degree for?
I got it for me.
I did this for my mom.
I did it for you, bud.
Congratulations, Dad.
We believe student success is success worth celebrating. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting ACT to 554433. At SNHU, we are one of the most innovative and affordable providers of high-quality online education. We'll give you the flexibility and support to fulfill your dreams on your time. As a nonprofit, our focus is dedicated to you. And with over 200 programs available on campus and online, there's never been a better time to see yourself succeed.
Thank you guys for giving me the chance again.
Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting ACT to 554433, ACT to 554433.
Hey there, it's Mandy and Cracker Barrel Old Country Store wants everybody to enjoy the rich, savory flavor of campfire meals this summer. I definitely have been taking advantage of this. They're here till August 6th, so make sure you go and grab yourself one of these delicious meals. You get your choice of tender half chicken or slow-cooked USDA choice beef. And both options come with slow-roasted veggies. Oh, and I can't forget the yummy breakfast that's served all day. You've got to try the seasonal fresh strawberry French toast breakfast. I seriously live there all the time. Go visit Cracker Barrel Old Country Store today.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Despite a challenging first inning where he threw almost 30 pitches and needed to wiggle out of a bases-loaded jam, Clayton Kershaw did become the National League's first 11-game winner. Dodgers defeated the Rockies 4-0 for their ninth consecutive win. Kershaw and his L.A. teammates, the first National League team to 50 wins on the season.
First inning, sometimes for me, it's tough to settle in. And you know, that's a really good lineup over there, so they're going to make you pay for some mistakes. So thankfully, I got out of it. And then just from there, it was try to salvage some innings, you know, try to get deeper. You know, obviously you want to try to get to 7 or 8, but the way our bullpen's throwing and the way we're swinging the bats, you know, it worked out tonight.
Clayton Kershaw, Diamondbacks rolled by the Phillies 9-2. Arizona's 13-3 since June 6th, but has actually lost 2.5 games on the NL West leading Dodgers during that span. Giants fell to the Mets 5-2. San Francisco's dropped 20 of its last 25 games, is on pace to lose more than 100 games for the first time since arriving on the West Coast. In his return from the DL, Lance McCullers gave up a run, 4 hits. He struck out 8, didn't walk anybody. He pitched into the 6th inning. Astros got by the Mariners 5-2. Angels took care of the Red Sox 6-3. Boston manager John Farrell ejected in the 7th after arguing a balk call. Pirates sent 9 batters to the plate in the 6th. They scored 3 runs on 1 hit. Face Cardinals starter Lance Lynn. Pittsburgh tops St. Louis 7-3. The teams face off on Sunday Night Baseball, 7 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN. Golf, Jordan Spieth tops the leaderboard at the Travelers Championship. Boo Weekly is one back. Kyle Larson has the pole for the NASCAR Cup race.
Phil Mickelson withdrew from the U.S. Open so he could attend his daughter's graduation. What was it like watching it from home? We'll ask him when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
And now for a message from Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Attention parents and grandparents, do you want to help give your child a great financial head start in life? You can. For just pennies a day now, you can give them $10,000 in whole life insurance that doubles to $20,000 at no extra cost during age 18. Later on, regardless to their health or job, your child has the right to buy additional coverage at adult rates, providing total coverage of up to $100,000. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Low childhood rates that lock in for the life of the policy, benefits that double, plus the right to add more. That's security and valuable protection from Gerber Life, a name known and respected for generations. Get started now. Call Gerber Life Grow Up Plan at 800-461-7264. That's 800-461-7264. Or visit us at mygrowupplan.com. Remember, it costs you just pennies a day now. For free information or to sign up now, call 800-461-7264. Gerber Life Insurance Company, White Plains, New York, 10605. Policy Form Series GPP 12, Policy Form ICC 12 GPP. The Grow Up Insurance Policy contains terms which may affect the benefits provided. Please contact us for costs and details of coverage. Interest rates apply to any policy loans.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make our ATMs a Fifth Third better. Let's say you need $20. Would you rather pay $3 to get it or not pay $3? Pay a fee or pay no fees? Fee or no fee? Pay money for your money or don't pay money for your money? We'll give you a second to mull it over. Tough call, right? Actually, no, it's pretty much the easiest decision ever. No fees is way better. At Fifth Third Bank, we give you access to one of the largest networks of fee-free ATMs with more than 45,000 nationwide. This is banking a Fifth Third better. Learn more at 53.com.
Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomerson, owner of Gutter Hellman. My promise to you is we never use gimmicks to sell Gutter Hellman. The quality speaks for itself. We offer a reasonable sale, military, and senior discounts. This is a very important decision. Make the right one. Gutter Hellman. Ask for it by name.
Call us at 859-554-2449 or visit us online at classichomecenter.net today.
This month, we're offering 20% off to you.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
This I Saw the Sign, Ace of Base.
Wow.
I tell you a song I heard this morning on 106.3 on the way in, and I put it on 106.3 for the kids. I don't put it on there. I don't listen to that station very much myself. That's not my preference, but it is the most listened to station in my vehicle because
yes,
my kids like pop music. So when I get in and I turn it on, it's either on this station or it's on 106.3, almost always. Or 96.1, or classic, Hank 96.1, or classic rock 92.1, or The Beat. We have The Beat, right?
I guess.
Us? That's us? Okay. All right. Don't want to mess up here. No, but seriously, it's either on 106.3 or it is on 1300. And so I get in this morning, it's on 106.3, and usually I changed immediately. But the song that came on that kept me from changing it was Call Me Maybe. I'm like, I haven't heard that song in like a year, right, maybe, or something.
Because everyone got totally wore out with it.
Right. And so it was like, well, you know, all right, I'm going to stick around. I'm going to stay. Call Me, it's just like just teeny bop.
It was so.
But it just worked.
It was so the scene from Black Sheep. When Chris Farley, or is it Black Sheep or Tommy Boy? Chris Farley and David Spade were like arguing over the radio, and then just call me Angel. And they're like, fine, just leave it here.
Right.
That's fine. Whatever.
They're crying and belting it out. I couldn't help it. But
All right. Was that wasn't the story, right?
No. I was going to tell you. I was going to have the story. Yeah. The story is, all right, this street that I live on, old neighborhood, like established in, I think, 1928, 1930, somewhere around there. So it's been around a long time. And the people that live on the street, there are at least one that's been there from the beginning. Like, the house and the family and all that.
I'm like, they're 100-something years old?
No. I'm talking about someone in his 70s who has lived there his whole life, and the property belonged to his family, whatever. So every year we have these different things. Like, the neighborhood will put something on your door and say, ice cream social, you know, this weekend.
I love that.
Or we've had progressive dinners. Or there's been
We need more of that in society.
Yeah, I agree. There's been a soup supper. The soup supper was started over the ice storm in the early 2000s, I believe.
Yeah, 2003 was it?
Mm-hmm. And so much power and stuff went out that people were helping each other with soup and stuff. So that started the soup, the bean, whatever. So they have one of those. But the longest running tradition on my street is this neighborhood picnic. Once a year in the summer, everybody gets together at these two yards that kind of meet together that make one big yard, but these two houses, and just everybody comes out for a picnic. And so everybody brings a side dish or dessert, and then either the host there cooks, grills hamburgers, hot dogs, or this year we had it catered and had barbecue. This was the 71st annual street picnic for my street.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So before we get to diving in and eating on everything, the person who hosts it kind of reminds everyone, you know, how it started, what we do, all that. The street picnic started in 1945 as a celebration of the end of World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the first picnic
this
on that street.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And so they've kept it going, found a way to keep it going. And new faces come up, and people have pictures that they share of past ones. And, like, I saw a picture of probably 20 years ago or 30 years ago of one of my neighbors, you know, to think of that. Because I have a neighbor who is in her 90s and another neighbor who is in her late 70s. And then there's a few people on the street that have been there, like, you know, 50 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I've only been there 9. And we're talking to somebody else. They've been there 23. Like, wow. 9 doesn't seem like we've been here long at all.
No, you're a youngin'.
Yeah. But it's just great. So there's all these kids running around, playing in the water, you know, beanbag toss, running through the garden. I mean, just all this stuff. And you just kind of go around, and if you haven't met someone that's new to the street, but then there's so many familiar faces that have been on that street for so many years. But yes, America needs more of that.
Yes.
You go, I have lived several places where you don't even say hello to your neighbor. You just don't, you don't know them. You don't want to, you just keep to yourself. Hey, stay out of my business. And it took me a little time to adjust.
Because you're used to that. And so there's times where you're like, just don't get in my business. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it took me some time to adjust to what I felt was maybe an invasion of my privacy, or what do you care, or that's too much, you know, stay away, keep your distance. And so I have grown to appreciate what I may have previously felt was nosiness or anything like that to something very valuable, to know that you have people interested enough in you to notice. How many times will you see some story from some place where we had no idea that they had dead bodies in the basement for the last 10 years, mm-hmm. or we had no idea they had holding a woman captive in the backyard.
Like, I've waved to him at the mailbox once or twice. He seemed nice.
Right, exactly. Now, these people on this street know who you are, who your kids are, the names of your kids. They know when you're on vacation. I mean, I even make sure I tell them. Like, look, I'm going out of town for these couple days. here's who may be by the house, you know, my parents or my, you know, my in-laws, or you even get to know the families and you recognize extended family that comes by. So that also makes it that when your kids are playing on the street, you know that they can, you can count on, instead of someone ignoring something, is, you know, they'll inform you. They'll let you know. So it's great. That is one of the biggest reasons I don't want to move. Like, even though we would like to have more space, I would love to live out with a little more country. I would do a 20 to 30 minute commute if I could get a pond in my backyard or something, you know, like that. But I'm not going to get what I've got now. The most valuable thing is the kids have all these kids in their age range to play with. And we have a community, you know, of people that would help you out.
Well, I'll tell you what, at my parents' 45th wedding anniversary party, the bulk of the people that were there, and my mom and dad have moved from my childhood home a few times. So they sold that house when I was in college. And so they have moved a couple times, but I was in it my whole life. You know, I grew up in the same house.
Yeah.
The bulk of the people that were at their party were people from the block.
Yeah.
From the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it was, they knew all my cousins who came from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love that this is still going on, because you kind of think in your head, well, that's just a different time.
Mm-hmm.
And it started in a different time, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
And they just have kept it going. But that was the coolest part about my parents' party, was seeing all these people that watched me grow up.
Yeah.
And 100% knew me. And my husband is meeting all these people for the first time. And it should come as no surprise, Dan, that everyone had the same type of story about me, which was what a talker I was and what a precocious little person I was. And they were like, well, this is fun. Do you remember when you threw that 10-year anniversary party for your parents, or 15-year? And I was like, no, I don't remember that at all. Literally don't remember. Apparently, I went to every neighbor on our street and invited them over to my house to surprise my parents for a 15th wedding party, wedding anniversary. I don't remember it at all, but
you were a kid.
Yes, when I was a kid. And I would, you know, you would just walk into their houses. You wouldn't even knock. You know, your house, it was mi casa y su casa. I used to go door to door. Oh, this is kind of embarrassing. Door to door. With a jaw harp.
A jaw harp.
Do you know what that
is?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Right. And I would knock on people's doors, and my best friend had two wooden spoons. So she was clack on her knee. And we would knock on the door, and we only knew one song. Right. And we didn't even really know. It wasn't a song that, like, I was good at on the jaw harp or the
like
spoons.
Mary had a little lamb.
It was... turkey in the straw, ha ha ha, turkey in the hay, hey hey hey, and that's I think all the words. But then,
oh my
gosh. So I'd go twang twang, and she'd clack 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 with her spoons, and then we would literally just hold out our hands and ask for money.
That is amazing.
And they always paid us. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we'd always get money from people.
Here comes those crazy kids with the jaw harp and the spoons. Get your wallet out.
Probably. I mean, we're probably being paid to just shut up and get off my lawn. But everyone, like, talked about all the stories that we had as neighbors growing up. And, you know, all your kids grow up with us. And it's just, I want that.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have that right now. Sam's got a bunch of friends that he plays with in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, the grown-ups, I would say we don't.
Yeah.
We don't do much like that, and I wish we did.
And when it's nice out, gosh, everybody is out on the street.
Yeah.
Walking their dogs. They got their kids out. I mean, everybody's out, you know? Oh. I just can't imagine.
My mom still has it.
The harp and...
My mom still has it. My jaw harp. She tried to give it to me this past week. I'm like,
God, I hate.
Just throw it away. I don't need a jaw harp.
I hate the door-to-door fundraisers, by the way. I would rather have my kids go do that than, we're doing a jump rope-a-thon. Can you give us a buck?
For every time we jump?
Yeah. Or, hey, I'm selling candles for $100 for band, you know? They are ridiculous.
I know they are.
I mean.
We sold wrapping paper for like $35.
Come on.
Wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I remember the best one I did, though, which was a value to people. I thought I was doing them a favor by offering this. It's called Muggo Nuts. And it's basically a glass beer stein with your favorite college logo on it. And it comes full of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have a couple of those for years. I held on to those that I had from selling them for the baseball team. But those were sharp. Nobody comes to the door with one of those.
No.
It's, we have a pine-scented Yankee candle. Only $85.
Only four today. Easy installments of $19.99.
Right.
We used to also sell the things that fell off our elm tree. We would just go pick them up out of the yard and sell them. They weren't anything but like leaves. I don't know. People gave us money all the time. God, I loved our neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, too bad. Are you the
we do have a kid.
I'm gonna go walk a mile. How many dollars per mile will you give me? I don't know, kid. Beat it.
We do have
walk now.
We do have a kid in our neighborhood.
Give me a dollar to get the hell out of here.
We do have a kid in our neighborhood that comes to the door and will knock on it and go, hey, do you want me to walk your dog? And we'll be like, sure. And he says $5. And we're like, no, we're not giving you money to do it.
Yeah.
And he just leaves. And he keeps trying. God love him.
Well, with twins, they have stuff at the same time. So
yeah, now you're asking for
double or like, all right, you take that half of the street, you take that half of the street. I just hate to bother people and ask them, you know. I'd almost rather just let me calculate how many people. All right, I'll pay $30.
That's what I do every time. I'm that parent. Like, don't even bother selling it. What's there?
Yeah.
Because I just.
Mm-mm. Or at work, you know.
There's always something.
There's always somebody with something for work. We're selling cutlery.
Pies.
What?
Pies. A lot of pies.
Girl Scout cookies. That's acceptable.
Yes.
That is an American tradition. That is acceptable. But I mean, I've had people come with like cutlery and stuff. Like, we've got, you know, we're selling this stuff for the baseball team. Get a good knife set right here at a, you know, good price. Like, what?
What I love is the kids.
I got a Ginsu. I'm good.
The kids bring it home and they're like, look, if I sell 100 of these,
I
get the absolute worst crappy little toy you've ever seen.
I get a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish it was a fidget spinner.
Here's a yo-yo. Sell 100.
Right.
Here's a yo-yo.
Like, no.
That's what they get. Yeah,
I know.
Kids, same thing. They come in all excited about, ooh, and if I sell this many, I get free ice cream on Friday.
Yeah.
You can have free ice cream now in the freezer.
Right, yeah. If I sell 8,000 of these, I get a knockoff Fitbit.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I could never go into fundraising.
I know. I
just
hate
couldn't
it.
Couldn't do it.
God, but maybe I should. I was good at one point.
I mean, the old jaw harp,
I was
Mary Jo.
Really, really good at fundraising.
You know what I was good at? Taking golf balls off the course and turning them in for a dime. That's what I was. We would. And live balls. Didn't even. We don't know. We don't even know. All we know is this little dimpled ball was worth a dime at this store. So go get them. There's the place where they are. I'd be running off the course. Hey, what are you guys doing? Dime, dude, dime.
I just watched a Bob's Burgers episode on that yesterday, and it was hilarious.
On what? Taking golf balls?
Yeah, and washing them up and then reselling them.
Well, I mean, I am absolute 100% serious, honest. I had no idea. Because a golf ball could be 300 yards away from its owner.
Yes, yeah.
So you don't know that it belongs to anyone. There is green space in this little white ball worth a dime. So you go get it. That was it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Nine more. I got myself a dollar, boys.
Yeah. I'm getting some now and later.
Exactly.
Happening.
That is exactly what we did with it. Fun dip.
Yeah.
Getting some fun dip.
Yes. And blow pops.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, Joe, we're going to get to you next. We got to take a break first. But when we come back, Joe's on the line. 381-1313 if you want to jump on here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Our pleasure to welcome Mike Krzyzewski back to Mike and Mike.
I've said this for almost 30 years. We need somebody to run college basketball under the NCAA umbrella of a face. And so you have a face. You also have pinpoint responsibility. And you have a person then that can develop relationships with all the entities that are involved in basketball in our country.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Truly Nolan Pest Control is currently seeking top-notch individuals looking for a career, not just a job, to join the Truly family in Lexington. Looking to be rewarded or promoted for your efforts? Enjoy being outdoors? Do you possess confidence, ambition, and a desire to help others? Looking for great competition and employee-focused benefit package? If you answered yes, call Truly Nolan Pest Control today at 859-277-0716 to learn more about the pest control technician and sales inspector positions. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control today, 859-277-0716. Be truly happy with your career at Truly Nolan.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand and truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle Road.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, well, there it is.
Don't touch that dial.
You're welcome.
It does get you going, though. Going, baby. Yeah, I love this song, actually.
It is. It's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my guilty pleasures. There's like a handful of good pop songs, like the one that Miley does, Party in the USA.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. I gotta listen to it if that comes on.
The Justin Timberlake. Can't Stop the Feeling.
Well, I'm gonna have to admit, almost everything he does,
Yeah. You like,
yeah,
right?
I can't help it. I'm not going to be ashamed.
America can't help it. The world can't help it.
Now, Justin Bieber, all right, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Don't even give me, Timberlake is, he's an icon. Come on. All right, Joe, which boy band would you like to discuss this morning? I'm just joking. Good morning,
you
Joe.
You all caught me with Cool Kids earlier. I love that song. I really do. Oh, man. Loves the song. I still look it up on YouTube and watch it every now and then. You know? I have to admit it. Yeah, Call Me Maybe. You have to stop whatever you're doing. I mean, that pop music just tears you up. It just pulls you in. You know, you lose your mind. But hey, y'all was talking about selling stuff. When we was kids, YMCA had a program called Gray Y, and you played football, basketball, baseball, had a track meet.
Yeah.
You know, went to base. You know, pro baseball games, college football games. It was a lot of fun. But every year, for 3 years, I played them, because then I went on to Kiwanis football. Same kid won this big contest and won a TV every year. Well, all the parents was really mad about this, because his dad, because this was back when we didn't have big banks in Paris, but his dad was the loan officer of one of the banks. That's how he sold all the cookies. He kept them in his office, and he sell cookies like it.
Now, yeah, that's not fair.
No.
No, it's not. You know, the parents really didn't like it, you know. But when we was kids, and I'm going to tell you what, got in a lot of trouble for this. My best friend and I, this is when you could roam all over town, go miles from home.
Right.
We'd go like a mile or two from some, you know, our homes, and cut down all these flowers another neighborhood and go back to our neighborhood and sell them.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good business plan.
Our mothers found out, and guarantee you, we didn't want to sit down the rest of the day.
But that's a good business plan. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Joe, I mean, it wasn't that long ago for me. I mean, I'm in my 40s, early 40s. When I was a kid, I was allowed to go all over the place. I mean, we went when Soft Batch Cookies came out. Mm. Remember Soft Batch Cookies, all right?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Their marketing deal was they gave two free cookies, a little two packet of cookies, in the mail for free. And so, like, my buddy comes over and is like, did you get these in the mail? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you know what that means, right? Everybody's got them. So what do kids do? Go commit a federal crime and steal mail. We got sick on Soft Batch Cookies when they came out.
God, that's the best kind of sick.
How far we used to roam, of course, like, say, lived in Paris. We would ride our bicycles all the way to Russell Cave Road.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's how far we would go away.
Yeah.
Hey, but I got a question for y'all on this Hall of Fame, you know, for pro football players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to play college football in Kentucky, or were you just a Kentuckian?
Well, no, it's both,
right?
Well, you don't have to. It's just some sort of connection to Kentucky. So
you can be
from Orlando, Florida, but you played at Louisville.
Yeah.
Well, see, reason one of my best friends, Raymond Smith, played for the New Orleans Saints, but he went to Purdue. And we grew up together. We ran track and everything together. And I was just, you know, wondering about him. Cause, you know,
well, he's a big part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was there. Yeah, he's always there.
Hey, next time you see him, call him Mr. Thin. It'll blow his mind. I used to call him that in high school. He is not Mr. Thin anymore. Hey,
None of us are, Joe.
No.
I'm not as thin as I used to be, but I'm still in shape. I walk 3 miles a day, so that helps me, you know.
Good for you. That's good.
Yeah, well, my dog has to walk, you know, and everything. Yeah. So, and it makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. So,
and with all the cooking you do, you probably got to get out a little bit.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I finished cooking early this morning because I woke up at 5 o'clock, couldn't go back to sleep, so I just started cooking, got it done. Y'all want to hear what I'm eating?
Of course. You know we do. We live vicariously through you, Joe.
Now, a pot of white beans that's been cooked with onions, Joel bacon, potatoes, and carrots. Mm. Sounds good.
Yes, it does sound good.
No box cornbread. Homemade cornbread made with buttermilk. Corn on a cob, sliced tomatoes, and then we'll slice a tomato, some more onion when you get ready to eat. Does that sound any good?
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds all right. A little salt on that tomato. I'll take some of that.
That sounds good.
And then I made some pumpkin cookies.
So. Ooh, I love anything pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, they're great. Yeah, I mean, one little can makes many. You have to wind up giving them away.
Well, you know where we are.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I just decided to do something simple today. Good old country meal, you know, and watch the dog get mad when I won't feed him the Joel bacon. You know, hey, I enjoyed listening to y'all this morning. Y'all have a great day, and hopefully talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe. We look forward to it.
Take care.
I always love Joe.
Of course.
Yeah.
Love listening to Joe. And I am interested in seeing what he's cooking on Sunday.
He never repeats. I feel like it's always something.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
He's got it. So I don't even know what I'm going to cook tonight. My problem is I like spicy, but I'm the only one. Yeah. Like one of my sons, he only likes spicy because I do. So sometimes it's too spicy and he just puts up with it. Bless his heart. But I can't make, I can't marinate chicken legs in jerk seasoning overnight and then the whole family enjoy it. It's just for me. I can't put tiger sauce on some pork chops and let them sit overnight and cook them because it's too much heat.
But why can't you just do it on yours and then cook other pork chops or other chicken for everyone else?
Yeah, I guess. I haven't really thought of it that way. Yeah, probably could do that.
Yeah, problem solved, Dan. You're welcome.
But we don't have anything plain, though. It always has to have something. Like, we don't ever have just plain chicken on the grill. There's some kind of something that goes on it. But, no, you're right. I could easily just...
It's just another plastic bag.
Yeah. I could easily just pull 10 chicken legs aside for me. And all right, we got to take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. Back with more. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Brad is good.
He's good. Austin, are you paying attention? All right. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the
first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that is going to shock you, and then you may think you heard it wrong, but you didn't. A recent study by doctors at the prestigious Johns Hopkins School of Medicine concluded that medical errors in hospitals and other healthcare facilities are the third leading cause of death in the United States, 250,000 lives a year, right behind heart disease and cancer. 9% of all deaths a year in America. And that's just the deaths, not the life-lasting injuries that also occur. These aren't my figures. These are hard, cold facts. One of the researchers said it boils down to people dying from the care that they receive rather than the disease for which they're seeking care. If you don't believe me, Google it. If you suspect you or a family member are a victim of medical malpractice, visit forthepeople.com. Your gut instincts are usually right on target. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When state and federal financial aid just aren't enough to cover the full cost of college tuition, many Kentucky families turn to private or alternative loans to make up the difference. Be advised that some private lenders charge higher interest rates than the federal student loan, and some require you to have a cosigner or for your college to certify that you need the loan. So shop around. Compare the loans of various private lenders to find the best deal possible. It's the financial aid tip of the month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, I love this one.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those where I'm trying to sing the chorus in the car and inevitably screw up the words because it's just too much to remember. Yeah. You know? That chorus is like a small essay. It's not just a quick dance, dance, dance. It's... Is that it? Not yet. That isn't the chorus yet, is it? Yeah, we got to ride this out to the chorus.
I don't want to lose you now. The other half of me.
There it is. All right, so those three lines. There's a fourth line, right? There's a fifth line. Six. Seven. Eight.
Oh.
Nine.
Oh.
10. I mean, it just goes on and on.
I know. But in the best possible way.
It is. It's great. I'm trying to sing the whole thing in the car. Yeah. And this is the brilliance of Justin Timberlake. This song is what? Maybe a year old, 2 years old, max. I mean, this song probably came out in 2016. He's got beatbox in that song. He's got... Fat Boys! And he's got beatbox in
but
a 2016
he's
song.
Like an amazing beatboxer.
Yeah, right. Yet he can still do a duet with Chris Stapleton on a George Jones remake.
Yeah.
And make it sound amazing. 2013 is Mirror. So still, though. I mean, come on. We're talking 30 years after Fat Boys began.
Ah, he's brilliant.
He is. He's one of the, there's no doubt. He's one of the icons. So did you see yesterday there was a celebrity softball game that Golden State Warriors forward center JaVale McGee had? And so Kevin Durant was one of the guys who played in the game. So he had a hat on, and it didn't really look like any... Well, there's a cupcake on the hat. In the place of the cherry is a championship ring.
Ah,
that is some major shade right there. I mean, that's an all-time great.
Sam and I watched the movie Thunderstruck last night.
What is that?
Yeah, starring Kevin Durant.
What?
Back when he was still with the Oklahoma Thunder, and his it's like Teen Wolf sort of, where this, you know, nobody loser unathletic dude like meets Kevin Durant. He signs a ball for him. They're both holding onto the ball at the same time. And he goes, man, I wish I had your talent. And then it goes, zaps. And so this little kid becomes Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant can't hit the broadside of a barn.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam, and I was like going back and forth in the kitchen, and Sam's like, this part is really important. You really got to watch this part. I'm like, I think I get the gist of it. I got it.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's bad. This kid's good.
Yeah.
Got it.
I did that the other day. We were watching Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Cool Runnings.
That's a
Jamaican
good movie,
bobsled.
Though.
Yes, it is a good movie. I'd seen it, so the boys had not seen it. So it was coming down the end. Daddy, this is it. You've got to see it. Like, I saw it, guys. I know what happens.
But they want you to watch.
They do. That's the important part. That's the important part, yeah. But, no, of course, you guys know the story that, you know, Russell Westbrook tweeted out cupcakes in reference to Durant joining the Golden State Warriors and leaving Oklahoma City Thunder. And then Draymond Green had the cupcake shirt after Golden State and OKC played, and Durant put on a performance.
Yeah.
And Golden State won. So now Durant has
a custom
made hat.
He just doesn't strike
hat.
Me as that kind of a dude.
He is for sure.
Yeah, I guess, but he didn't strike me as
he
such.
He seems quiet, he seems genuine and all that, but if you watch him closely, he's saying some stuff. He's got some attitude. And then when he was here, training a little bit, a couple summers ago. Remember that? There was an NBA lockout or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
they couldn't go train with their teams. Kevin Durant was one of them that came here. And there were some stories that filtered out there about just nothing bad, but that he's got some killer in him, you know? He's got some mouth. I saw him. He said something in – it was either Golden State or with OKC where the camera just caught him at the right moment. And the announcers didn't even grasp what was going on, but there was a point where Durant was wide open, and the right play was to hit Durant. And instead,
if he's wide open, that's always the right play, by the way.
Yeah. Whoever was doing it went one on two and messed it up. And so Durant's walking off. He looks at him, and you can't even, like, if you don't know what he's saying, then it just looks like nothing. But they're right on his mouth, and he's telling him, "You made the wrong play, dude." He says it in a much different way. But you get that sense of feistiness out of Kevin Durant.
Well, it was definitely funny and thunderstruck because, you know, they keep going back to the announcing table,
mm-hmm.
which was Reggie Miller and Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr's like, you got to bench Durant. You just got to bench him. You can't play him like this.
Oh.
And Sam was like, Steve Kerr. Like, yeah, I know. Crazy. He became his coach a few years later.
Yeah. Yep.
Just, I don't want to ruin anything, but Kevin Durant does get his talent back.
Yes, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a chance to watch Lakers Celtics 30 for 30?
No, I want to. It's DVR'd. Yes. It's DVR'd. I just haven't gotten
it. It took me like a week.
Yeah.
And I still haven't finished the last episode. Because
it was three, right?
Yeah. It was like 2 hours, an hour. It was like 4 hours, I think. It's so hard to piece together 4 hours to watch stuff these days. But and the reason I haven't finished the last one is because my son was like into it big time, and he had to go to bed. He's like, Dad, pause it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do this to me now. I'm like, okay, I'll hold it. We'll watch the rest of it. But gosh, it's so good. Just so good to watch that. And like Larry Bird, at the time I'm watching Larry Bird, I did not know, like Durant, that he was as trash talking.
Yeah, I've heard.
I have heard, yes. But no, he was insane the way he got into people's heads. And that one series, I mean, the Celtics, that's how they won the series. They got into the Lakers' heads. Like, they were calling Magic tragic. I mean, I shouldn't go too much into it because it'll ruin it for you, but ML Carr and Cedric Maxwell, they are just great in it. I mean, they are cold-hearted. Cold-hearted. They're just the stuff, the noise that they talk, just so much.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it.
And where, you know, Kareem's a stoic, quiet dude. You know, James Worthy doesn't say much, you know. And the Celtics are just jawing.
Is it weird to you that Kareem appeared on The Bachelorette last week?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very Kareem-y.
It does not. It does not. You know, part of the Celtics-Lakers thing, though, they also bring up how race factored in, which was such a weird dynamic because you had Bird, McHale, Ainge. So that's really three white guys. But it's still Robert Parrish and Cedric Maxwell and DJ Johnson. And, I mean, you know, it's still... And Casey Jones is the coach.
Yeah.
It's not Red Auerbach. It's Casey Jones. Well, then the Lakers, yeah, it's Showtime. And it's Kurt Rambis is like the only white guy who plays. But Pat Riley is the coach. And so you would think that would...
offset each other.
Yeah, it would even out. It doesn't. It's like all the white people like the Celtics, all the black people like the Lakers. Me growing up, I didn't care for the Celtics. I was Lakers. I was Lakers all
really?
The way.
How are you not Bulls?
Oh, well, I'm before the Bulls were
okay.
That. Okay. I mean, I like the Bulls, but, you know, it's the Celtics and the Lakers game.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, you're picking, like now, you pick, you're picking the
Golden
Warriors.
State or the Cavs. Yeah,
you got to be on a side of that. And so, I was on the Lakers side just because that Showtime was so appealing, that up and down stuff. So it didn't, I just never thought in the black and white terms. When you're a kid, you don't.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You just like what you like.
Yeah.
And so that Showtime stuff, dude's name was Magic, you know?
I know. How can you?
And yeah. It was Pat Riley with the slick back hair and all that stuff. I mean.
And it was L.A.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got to get our final break in here.
Yep. Still time to get in here if you want to call. 381-1313.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
381-1313.
Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Summer is finally here in Central Kentucky. Family vacations, Kentucky State Fair, and long, hot summer days. That means your employees and family will be thirsty for cool, refreshing Highbridge Springs water. For more than 30 years, family-owned and operated Highbridge Springs has been serving Kentucky the highest quality bottled water, backed by the best service in the business. As the temperature rises, nothing tastes better or is more refreshing than Highbridge Springs, because their water comes naturally from underground limestone springs located right here in Kentucky. Beat the heat this season in your office or home with delicious, unique-tasting Highbridge water. Remember, too, that Highbridge can add a touch of class to your wedding or other summer event with custom labeling on individual bottles of water. This summer, give your employees and family the first-class treatment with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971. Or visit our website, Highbridge Springs, putting the awe back in refreshment.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
What do you need?
Cash!
When do you want it?
Now!
Ideal Exchange Pond, where we'll give you an ideal deal or quick cash now. Now buying and selling jewelry, video gaming, tools, electronics, musical instruments, and much more. Buy, sell, or get a quick loan. Get whatever you need, whenever you need it now at Ideal Exchange Pond. Privately owned and operated on East New Circle next to National Workwear. Call us at 523-PON or visit us on the web at idealexchangepond.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, those are my guys right there. So.
I will say that when I walked in today, Brad said he had a nice little playlist ready for today, right? And the one song that I heard was Blues Traveler. And I said, well, hey, I really like Blues Traveler. And he's like, I got you covered. It is 10:50 on an 11. Or I'm guessing we're closing out with Blues Traveler? Yeah, okay.
He had to adjust. He had to adjust on the fly.
We had to get Call Me Maybe, Party in the USA. And I know he wasn't prepared to play the jaw harp today.
That was not, yeah.
But it showed up. It reared its ugly head.
So we were talking earlier, all the teams in the NBA that have multiple Wildcats on them, and it's five. It's the Phoenix Suns, the Sacramento Kings, the New Orleans Pelicans, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Denver Nuggets now. And then other teams with Wildcats on them, the Wizards, the Lakers,
The Thunder is Enes Kanter. The Heat, the Raptors, the Mavericks, the Bulls still have Rondo for now, and the Timberwolves. So that is 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 NBA teams with at least one Wildcat on the roster, and 5 with multiple Wildcats on the roster. So that is basically one short of the lottery.
So is it 24 first-round picks that Cal has had since he's been here?
Uh-huh.
That's
17 in the lottery.
That's a lot.
The most mind-blowing stat was Darren Rovell tweeted out that half of John Calipari's players, 32 of 64, he said 64 players in 8 seasons at Kentucky, half of them have been drafted. Half have been drafted. 50% of your players are taken in the NBA draft. That's not guys who are on teams. That's just selected in the draft. And 17 of the 32 are lottery picks, 24 first-rounders.
That is something that will never be done.
Every one and done is gone in the first round. This draft was historic because so many freshmen were taken. That had never happened before.
1 through 10, for sure, was all one and done's.
Yeah, I think 13.
Maybe it was at 13, first 13?
13.
Well, 14 would have been bam.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know what it got up to, but never in the history of the NBA had this many one-and-done guys gone in the first round. And Pat Riley kind of made the comment like, well, that's where it's going. You know, I say all these good things about Bam, but he's also 19 years old. That's the world we live in now. And then on the NBA draft broadcast, they brought up that they thought that sooner rather than later, it would go to 2 years before, instead of the 1 year until you go to the draft, it'd be 2 years. That you'd have to go to school for 2 years before you could leave for the NBA draft.
I didn't hear them say anything about what that would mean if someone wanted to go overseas. You know, they showed the three players that have done it, Emmanuel Mudiay.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings, mm-hmm. and whatever the other guy was.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But I don't know. Will it be an age thing or just 2 years removed from high school? You'd have to go overseas for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be 2 years removed from high school. Yeah. Which I would like to, for the entire game, NBA and college. I think it's better for both of them. Like individually, Calipari will bring up, you know, don't take a kid's genius away or whatever. They should be able to go professionally do what they do as soon as they're ready to do it. And you shouldn't put any restrictions on them. But other games, baseball, football, I mean, they do things, they put things in place to say, for the overall good of our game, this is the way we're going to do it now.
Just for devil's advocate, how would it make the NBA better? Because I would argue that the NBA is at the height of its popularity in the last 2 decades right now.
Yes, but I think the parity is not what it needs to be. Like, there's so much development they have to do, more so waiting on Andrew Wiggins, these guys to get to where they are. I mean, Steph Curry. Taking him a long time to get to where he is. I mean, Kevin Durant, how long has he been in the league? Of course, he was good early, but you get that 3-year contract, and then if you've not realized your potential in those 3 years, it could be it for you. Nobody's going to waste their time or spend time and invest more money in you. And if you got in there at 19, those 3 years, you're only 22. We're talking guys that are 26, 27 before they become really, really good. That would be my argument of how it makes the game better, is the development. Because nobody wants to play for $25,000 a year in the D-League. And they've changed something there where they call it like two-way player, where you can spend 45 days with the NBA franchise, with the big club, to kind of offset that a little bit. Because it's like when we brought up Dakari Johnson. Dakari Johnson's ready to be in the NBA. Mm-hmm. But because Oklahoma City has his rights and their salary cap situation is what it is, he may not get that chance.
Yeah.
So that is kind of messed up too. And Dakari would have stayed another year. So I don't know. I think another year of development in college benefits the 19-year-old who's a year older, a more mature, just has learned more things.
I still think there's going to be that learning curve in the NBA because you're still going to be going against NBA players versus college players.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to see it because we want, you know, I think Kentucky would wind up with another few more championships.
But. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Just think of the guys that would come back. Of course, you wouldn't get as many guys as you do.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah. It
would still be fun to see.
It would be. Hey, have a great week. Next weekend will be 4th of July weekend. How about that?
How about that? Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch yourself outside today because it is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Going to enjoy it.
I hate that the 4th is on a Tuesday.
I worked it out where I'm taking Wednesday off. Instead of Monday, instead of having 4-day weekend, I'm like 2 days off, work 1 day, 2 days off.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You'll be worthless on that Monday.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a great week, folks. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.